You guys know you missed me. What's up, everybody? It's 103 episodes now. Woo! It's a lot of episodes. A lot of you having to listen to me and my stupidity. Today, if you're watching on YouTube, enjoy the Zero Cool Hat. I decided that I'm going to make a hobby hat collection. I'm going to be a collector of collecting. I'm going to collect collections. That's the way it is in this hobby. So, I got a fun one to talk about today. You guys are going to hate it, but I don't care. Because I have the microphone. But I'm going to start this off with two little pieces of hobby wisdom, okay? Number one, very straightforward, very easy. It's a home security reminder for holiday time. A lot of people are going away for Christmas. You may be going away yourself. You might have a family vacation. You might be going to travel and go see somebody. A lot of people are going away. It makes your home easy pickings for burglars. So for security reasons, what I recommend is that you leave one of your kids behind to construct a series of elaborate booby traps and defend your home for you. That's holiday tip number one. That's it. That's holiday tip number two. Yes, I watched Home Alone last night. I'm sorry. This one's not movie-based, but that one is. Holiday tip number two. Man, the garbage backs up like crazy. And I have this tip. I've used it myself. It works great. Depending upon where you live. If you happen to be really wealthy and you live in like a gated community, this is not going to work for you. But if you live like me with the rest of the poor slobs in the world, you might actually have some success with this tip. You know, during the holiday season, the garbage mounts, right? All the wax we're ripping. You know, we got wrappers everywhere. You got wrapping paper. You got all kinds of crap coming, you know. Yeah, you got a lot of garbage, food, you name it. And you don't want to just put it all out because your garbage men are going to hate you, right? And then you got to give extra tip at the end of the year for the garbage men. So here's what I do to get rid of my excess trash. Ready? You all know you have Amazon boxes laying around because you're all getting all this crap delivered from Amazon. Take your garbage, put it in your Amazon box, seal it up with tape, and put it on your front porch. It'll be gone when you wake up the next day. Someone's getting rid of your garbage for you. I don't know the magic of this. I don't know how it works. But boom, gone. There's my two holiday tips for you. And we get into the hobby. Hey now, here you go. Now, why are people not going to like this? I don't know. Maybe you will like it. We'll see. I'm a Disney person. I don't know if you guys know that about me. I like Disney. So let me give you a Disney story. I love Disney the most. I like it more than any of you listening to this right now. Now, that's fighting words to some. Maybe there are some Disney lunatics out there who take that personally. But just trust me, for the sake of the next 5 minutes of this episode, just trust in me that I am the biggest Disney fan that you know. I love Disney. I love the parks. I love the movies. I love the rides. If you have questions about it, I know the answer. I've been there so many times, forget about it. My kids have been there more times than they even want to go. I've already booked another trip for next year. You guys have seen me record episodes from Disney World. Yep. Celebrated my 30th birthday in Disneyland. Yeah, I'm that guy. There is no bigger fan, no more diehard Disney person than the person speaking right now. And when I go to Disney, I stay in a nice hotel. It's not the nicest hotel. It's not the nicest hotel, but it's nice. And when I go, I gotta wait online for rides like everybody else does. I've never stayed in the castle. I know there are some celebrities who stay in the castle. I've never stayed in the Grand Floridian. It's fancy, expensive, right there on the old monorail. You go right into the park. It's right next to very fancy. I've eaten there. They let the riffraff like me, who really love Disney, they let me eat there. All right, before I go too far down this Disney road and I lose you, what am I talking about? Okay? Here's what I'm talking about. There are people who are in Disney World who eat better meals than I do. I eat pizza. I eat churros. I eat Mickey ice cream bars. I don't go to the fancy restaurants. There are people who stay in fancier hotels than me. There are people who skip all of the lines. Hell, there are people who walk around like Jeff Wilson did. You saw when he was there. He posted about it. They got the fancy vests. They got like a VIP tour, right? I'll bet you I love Disney more than Jeff Wilson does. even though he's got a sibling who works for the company. I bet you I know more about Disney and work more about Disney. I should have that person. I should have the VIP tour guide. I should stay in the fancy hotel. They should let me stay in Cinderella's castle. That's where I should be. They have a room up there. I don't know if you guys know this. So they get the castle with fireworks. There's like a restaurant in there. But then above that, there's a suite. There's like a hotel room. Tom Cruise stayed there, I think. Like, rich people get to stay there. I've never stayed there. But that's not fair. Because I'm the biggest fan of everyone. And I'm entitled to that because of my fandom. And you're listening to this and you're thinking, wow, that's a lunatic. But for some reason, last week, the lunatics were in control. And I was seeing stories like this. I know everyone can own every card, but you just like to see real grail pieces end up with real genuine collectors. All right. I saw like 8 of those posts. Why is it that I'm a real collector of these cards? Why is it that I don't own the best cards of the player that I collect? Well, guess what? Because you're poor. Or maybe because somebody with more money outbid you. That's life. That's the way it works. What the hell happened last week that all these whiny collectors had some sense of entitlement about the... Guess what, dude? You want a card? Pay for it. Can't pay for it? You ain't getting the card. I don't know where the hell that came from. And hopefully you guys saw some of these posts. Otherwise, that whole 5-minute diatribe is not going to make any sense. But there is no meritocracy here. There's no, I'm the biggest fan. I like The Rock the most, so I should get all of The Rock gold cards. No. How the hell does that work? That ain't it. Sorry. I'll burst your bubble. Sorry, collectors. There's still people out there who have more money than you. There's still people out there who are going to outbid you on a card, and it's just the way it works. Now, maybe that person becomes a collector. Maybe they don't. Maybe they ruin it to flip the card. And maybe you'll get it down the road, Mr. Collector, or maybe you won't. Maybe you'll work harder to get that card and appreciate it more when you get it, because you have to compete with somebody for it. You have to really save. You have to, you know, trade up or whatever it might be, and maybe it'll taste that much sweeter when you actually get it. But I've noticed a lot of collector-based, I'm entitled to it because I'm the fan. I should get it. I should have that card because nobody likes those guys more than... It's tough. Tough. Just because I'm the biggest Devontae Graham fan out there doesn't mean I get... Wait, I do get all of his cards because nobody else wants them. But you understand what I'm saying? You get it? You understand? Okay. On to the next stuff. I'm going to give Fanatics some credit. 12-12. That's tomorrow. Probably today for some of you as you're listening to this. Disney made a big deal when they bought Star Wars. And they had the May 4th. My daughter's birthday. Before they bought Star Wars, it was just May 4th. All of a sudden, when Disney bought Star Wars, they branded the damn day. It was May the 4th Be With You Day. They made pins. They have a whole celebration of Star Wars. Heck, the day after, it's Revenge of the 5th. Get it? Revenge of the 5th? Yeah, May 4th, and then the 5th is there. Bam! Marketing. Brilliance. Genius. Tomorrow is December 12th. Tom Brady's been playing football and has had cards for 25 years. I never heard of 12-12 referred to as Tom Brady Day. Maybe I'm just stupid and just never heard of it. But they released Bowman Baseball, right? Because they can't have football, right? They don't have the football yet. Think about this. Panini's had football cards forever. Did they have a 12-12 release? Did they release anything to coincide with the Tom Brady release? It's Tom Brady Day. No. Fanatics and Tops went out there and made a friggin' Tom Brady 12-12 day for a baseball release that they put Tom Brady cards in. God, I got it. Whoever came up with that, that's a nice one. And now you got 12-12. It could be Tom Brady Day forever. You know, they could put some Tom Brady cards in everything. They give it 12-12, Tom Brady. There you go. give them some credit. That's some fun stuff. And of course, what better way to celebrate 12-12 than with a bounty? Because I believe the number 12 out of 50 gold autograph is the one that he inscribed, you know, if baseball doesn't work out, there's always football. And I think at last check, there was a $500,000 bounty being placed on that card. You know how I feel about bounties. Somebody sent me a message and I don't want to steal it. I should just give him credit for it. And it's going to take me too long during the episode to find the message. But somebody sent me a message and they're pretty smart. Darth, I'm going to give it to you. Have we entered the junk bounty era? Yes. Yes, we have. We've talked about the bounties and how the bounties are going to evolve. They're a good way for breakers to push the product. We saw with the Otani and Babe Ruth, our friends at Filth Bomb, who I think have a partnership with Coach Co, because he's everywhere with his mustache, posting about this stuff. You know, I think they opened up that one-of-one Otani-Ruth duel literally like 4 seconds after they announced the bounty. Not the way it was supposed to work, I bet. But that's kind of the way, that's kind of the way it happened. But Filth Bomb, as luck would have it, I believe release day is tomorrow as I record this, has already pulled one of the Tom Brady gold autos out of 50. They're one in like, I think the odds were one in a kabazillion boxes for those autos, but they happen to find that one in a kabazillion video incoming from AIH as we speak about not having loaded boxes. So here I am giving Fanatics and Top some credit for coming up with the Brady Day, but at the same time, kind of poking a little bit of fun that Filth Bomb yet again is the first one before release day, before 12-12 even happens, and they're posting I don't think it was number 12. I think it was in the 40s. I think I was checking. It's a higher number, but still one of the golds. There it is. Go get it. Get it on eBay. Go get the Tom Brady baseball card. Flip it back to give it credit. That's a cool thing. I mean, we had Babe Ruth, right? We had the Babe Ruth first Bowman. That's a little gimmicky, you know. This is cool. I maybe 2 years ago talked about the Russell Wilson Bowman baseball card. You know, where I think he was on the Rockies, maybe the card, I think. And now he's in Denver, so it's a little tie-in there. That's a cool thing, you know. And to throw Brady and sneak a Brady card in there because, you know, he was drafted by it's a little sneaky, but it's good sneaky. And look what it's doing. People are talking about it. I mean, Bowman Chrome draft would probably sell anyway. It's one of those products that people like. They put stuff away. But to, you know, throw a little gimmick in there and get a little, you know, very hard to find Tom Brady card. That's cool. That is, of course, if the odds are as steep as they're saying they are. The odds that came out on the Topps MLS for Messi, they said they were pretty steep also, like 9,000 packs to get one. The first four boxes I opened, Ian and I pulled three of those Messi GOAT cards. Of course, the next four, we didn't get one. So maybe we should have just stopped after four boxes and sold the rest. But yeah, we those are definitely not one in 9,000 packs. So I'm sure the Bradys are inserted a little less. It's probably harder to get, you know, especially the autograph ones. I'm sure he didn't sign a ton of autographs. It does get you thinking, though, about, you know, what's going to happen with, you know, LeBron, right? LeBron played football. He's got some Upper Deck football employee stuff. You know, can Topps sneak like a high school football set in there, like the greatest high school football players, and maybe, you know, license, what was it, the Irish? Was it St. Vincent, St. Mary's? Maybe get a LeBron high school football autograph in one of their football. Who the heck knows? You can get kind of sneaky with this stuff, I guess, can't you? Who the heck knows? I don't even know if they'd be allowed to do that. But it's funny that they are able to get Brady in here on a baseball set. That's this week. That's fun stuff happening for this week. I got to tell you, my son and I are enjoying opening, even though the value is garbage, you kind of don't care. We're enjoying opening these holiday boxes, the Topps Holiday, and looking for the little short printed holiday stuff. I'm sure when January comes, we're going to throw them out because we'll be done with, you know, Christmas at the time. But, you know, $30 is what I'm being charged for these holiday Topps boxes that have, I don't know, eight packs or so in them. And, you know, you get Aaron Judge wearing a Santa Claus hat, Aaron Judge with like the Christmas lights necklace. And, you know, we pulled one auto in like 20 boxes. I think that's probably what, and it wasn't a good one. The relics are cool. We haven't pulled like a Santa Claus relic or anything, but they're in there, you know, those are kind of cool. I guess, you know, it's fun opening. It's fun, you know, having a hunt. And even though you're not getting anything really good in there and you're probably losing money, it doesn't feel like you're getting kicked in the balls because the price on it's only 30 bucks. So we're enjoying that. A couple positives for Topps, a couple little gimmicky negatives, I guess, I threw in there. And I was able to take a shot at the collectors. That's a good 15 minutes. Told you about Disney. Hopefully you guys understood what I was doing there with Disney about, you know, feeling entitled. Right? You know, just because I'm the biggest Disney lover in the world doesn't mean I get to skip the line. Same with you, collectors. So that, you know, that is where my brain is today. That whole story thing, that was an interesting thing. I took some pictures of the stories and was like, I got to talk about this. What the heck is going on out there? We got that. I'm trying to think what else we have. Yeah, that's about it. I'll come talk to you guys on Wednesday. I was supposed to have dinner with the Beckett guy this week. I don't know if that's going to happen. One of the other attendees, he's a little under the weather. So we'll see if he's able to make it or if the whole thing gets canceled. But if it gets, you know, if I actually have it, maybe I'll take a picture. We'll post it for you guys or I can tell you how the Beckett guy's doing. You know, you guys know I sent a whole bunch of those Wemby cards to Beckett. They did a really good job grading them. So nothing but good things to say there. I got some PSA cards back this week. Also, all Pokemon. Went to the show at Hofstra, 2-day show there. We went there. Ian sold a bunch of cards. Definitely not as much foot traffic. I got to have Black Jaded Wolf on because I showed up at her table right after she had just made a deal. And it's the kind of deal you guys need to hear about. It's the kind of deal that dealers can make that I know she will make money on it. But it shows someone who's here and who has done this and who has done this before and has been here for years and knows they're not going anywhere. We talk about like, okay, buy a quarterback now and wait until blah, blah, blah. Yeah, she did that. And she did it in a big way with the right QBs, knowing full well that the price that she's paying for it now, by the time the National rolls around, those cards will be back up in price and she'll do just fine on it. We talked about it. And it's the kind of thing that a dealer like her can do, even though it's expensive and even though you're not going to turn anything quick on it. When someone else is looking to get out of this now because the quarterbacks they have are probably not going to, you know, win a Super Bowl this year, they want to get out and move it into basketball. They want to get out and they'd rather have the cash, whereas the dealer, like Jaded Wolf, can sit for the better part of the next year with those cards and wait for them to, you know, go back and up in value. So almost a no-brainer deal. Just a great deal. I'm going to reach out to her. And see if we can get her back on just to kind of talk about that as well, because I know you guys like those episodes. There you go. And there is another fun, The Hobby with Cage. I'm titling this one Those Poor Collectors, because as much as they love and they're entitled to their grail, they still gotta pay for it. You don't get to cut the line just because you love Devontae Graham more than I do. Talk to you soon, everybody. Have a great one.